Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Friday, April 14, 2023. I'm Alex Jones, live from my car. As we speak, I'm pulling up to the studios, and I'll be live on air in T-minus 5 minutes. Stay with us. We've got a big broadcast coming up today.
There is no more dire threat to the American way of life than the corruption and weaponization of our justice system, and it's happening all around us. If we cannot restore the fair and impartial rule of law, we will not be a free country. As president, it will be my personal mission to restore the scales of justice in America. We want fairness and equality under the law. And to that end, I will appoint U.S. attorneys who will be the polar opposite of the Soros district attorneys and others that are being appointed throughout the United States. Very unfair to our population, very unfair to our country. They will be the 100 most ferocious legal warriors against crime and communist corruption that this country has ever seen. As we completely overhaul the Federal Department of Justice and FBI, we will also launch sweeping civil rights investigations into Marxist local district attorneys. And that's what we have. They're Marxists in many cases. By refusing to charge countless crimes, these Soros prosecutors appear to be engaging in selective enforcement based on illegal racial discrimination. In Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and every other city where these maniacs have taken over, the DA's offices should face federal subpoenas of their staff, their emails, and their records to determine whether they have blatantly violated federal civil rights law. As part of this effort, there should be a federal inquiry into the Soros prosecutor in Austin, Texas, who charged a veteran with murder for defending himself against a threat by a heavily armed member of a radical left mob. I will also order the Department of Justice to establish a task force on protecting the right to self-defense, which is under siege nationwide. In addition, we will have a complete investigation into the use of police state tactics by federal authorities to arrest conservatives and Christians. We will find out who ordered it, and we will hold them totally accountable. There is much more that we must do. We have to confront this radicalized law in schools. You take a look at what they've done to our schools, our beautiful schools. We have to reform the far-left bar associations and stop the purge of conservative lawyers from major law firms. I will do whatever it takes to save our legal system among the greatest achievements of Western civilization from the Marxist barbarians who seek to destroy it. And we will do that. We will save it. Thank you very much.
If you think the awakening we've seen so far is big, this planet and the globalists
and gaming your search results. Google is evil.
We now take the challenge, not to censor like you do, but to stand against you and to fight even harder for our birthright that you are trying to steal.
Remember this. You killed your profession by becoming nothing but mercenaries for the globalists, and people know that you're fake news, many of you. Now, with you trying to kill the First Amendment, you're making yourself true villains.
You've declared war on the First Amendment. You've declared war on free speech.
Since when are hundreds of doctors unable to have press conferences in America?
Right.
They take it off YouTube, they take it off Google, they take it off Twitter, they take it off Facebook. There is a giant crackdown that even the New York Times calls it a crackdown on conservatives and a plan to deplatform conservatives from the internet and communicating with each other. Just like communist China.
I'm here to expose this fraud. I'm here. Just like in Congress have hearings about me, I go there.
and I get in their face and I expose the truth, and that's what I'm going to do.
We had over 40 million subscribers on Apple. That was our biggest thing with my three podcasts. Those were all banned.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's Friday, April 14th, 2023, and I probably only did 2 hours preparation for today's show. I usually do about 4 hours. In fact, I got here just 3 or 4 minutes ago. I've not even gone through all the stacks they printed up for me, though I sent them a lot of these links. But sometimes those are my best broadcasts when I really haven't prepared for it. We have Roger Stone with a lot of big breaking inside baseball coming up at the bottom of the hour. It's very serious. RFK Jr. perhaps being the VP with Trump. Chase Geiser, a great researcher and a frequent co-host with our different hosts like Owen Schroyer and Harrison Smith. He'll be popping in to talk about AI and more. And speaking of AI, I just had a 2+ hour great conversation with Tim Pool, who's here in Austin, Texas, with his Morning Popular podcast. And I'll be back with him tonight with his nighttime popular podcast, extremely hit podcast at the Vulcan Gas Company. I think Joe Rogan's going to be popping by, says he is. And so that should definitely be interesting. There'll be some excerpts of that on the show undoubtedly Sunday. But wow, I got to say, I've done a lot of podcasts and I've done Timcast 5 or 6 times, I think. But this was the best one, and this was one of the best podcasts I've ever been involved in. 2 hours of breaking down the secrets of the New World Order, the AI takeover, the battle for the future of humanity. I definitely am going to get some big excerpts of that podcast and air it on the Sunday show. And it's... he tapes it, so as soon as it goes up, I didn't be up now, it goes up like an hour after, 30 minutes after an hour, we'll post it on InfoWars.com because Tim Pool has come a long way. He's always been smart, but now he gets it, and they've got a big problem on their hands. And not just the fact that Tim Pool's hitting on all cylinders now and actually sees the Matrix, but that everybody else does that's already been trying to find out the truth out there. And then that's really been the theme of the broadcast this week, is the Great Awakening is accelerating. Everywhere people are saying there's a new world order, there's a globalist takeover, there's been a coup, they want to kill us. And those are horrible things, but those things were true. Those things were there. So it'd be terrible to learn, you know, you had cancer in one of your lungs, but you learned it was operable, you're going to be able to get rid of it. But if you waited a few more months, it would kill you. Well, I think we found the tumor in time. You better hope so. I know this. If we don't fight this thing, it'll take over. That was another big discussion we had. Is it too late for humanity? If the general public that keeps going along with the New World Order or continues to stay asleep, does not get awakened very quickly and does not start making the right decisions themselves, and if those of us that are awake don't help awaken them quicker, I think we're going to blow the planet up. And that's not a pessimistic view. I'm saying if we do not fix this, It is curtains for humanity. It's that simple. It's like, you know, a fire starts in your kitchen. And if you don't get the fire extinguisher that you should have in the pantry and put the damn thing out, it's going to catch the drapes on fire. And in about a minute and a half, the fire is going to burn down your whole house. We got the grease fire, and it's shooting up, you know, and starting to catch the drapes on fire. Just beeline to the pantry. Well, that's where I've got mine. Got them in one each room of the house. Get that fire extinguisher out. I got a good size one in there. And just get that out. So we just got to beeline, get the fire extinguisher, and put it out. You know, you see all these people have cameras in their houses now online. There's countless videos I run into people having a grease fire in their house. And you'll see them, like, once it explodes, they'll try to, like, go to the sink, get a pot of water, and by then, you know, the drapes are on fire, the ceiling's on fire. No, you got to have that fire extinguisher there. And we have the broadcast, we have the shows, we have the awake people, we have you. That's the fire extinguisher. That's us. Now we got to point it at the New World Order and put it out. Or we're all going up together. And it's going to become progressively obvious that the New World Order is completely predatory, and each stage of their control promises to protect you if you just submit, but every time only makes it worse. So we need to understand that this is a life and death situation. Plus, it's the animating contest of liberty. You know, God's watching, and we've got a real chance to do some good here. And I don't know about you, but I look at my children, even if you don't have children, look at other children out there. They really deserve for us to stand up for them, don't they? I mean, this is really simple stuff at the end of the day. You got a bunch of mad scientists and people that don't care, people that are willing to do anything for power, who are in control, and they're trying to dominate us, who are trying to put the brakes on this thing, or trying to take an alternate route, like we're the enemy, when they need to look in the mirror. In fact, let's go out to break with that two-minute intro we play. It's usually an intro. It'll be an outro of V for Vendetta. It's like, 2 minutes, 14 seconds. He says, because if you're willing to know who's guilty here, all you need to do is look in the mirror. And that means me too. That means all of us. That means realizing we got to repent. We got to get right with God. We've got to get serious and then step into the agency that God has given us, our free will, and say no to this. And I know I just keep hammering that, but when we come back, the news is just insane. U.S. Air Force National Guardsman 21 in court, first time over Pentagon docs leak. We've got new developments on the censorship front, the China war front, massive developments with all of these weaponized prosecutors going after Trump. A lot of stations don't carry the first 5 minutes. I'm tempted to re-air the 2.5-minute Trump announcement. That is, if you thought the last ones were throwing down the gauntlet, if you thought his last announcements about destroying the deep state and arresting the New World Order were powerful, this one specifically says we have a criminal communist coup that has hijacked the country and is coming after all of us, and that's true. And that's so powerful. That rhetoric is finally matching the reality. Because it sounds crazy to say there's a communist criminal coup. But there is. So you're kind of like, well, I don't want to call it that. That's a little too far. Well, if the medicine doesn't match the disease, we're going to die. And so, yeah. And the public is like, no, that's not exaggerating. We're in a lot of deep crap. Yes, yes. This is not a big party. It's not a big joke. It's not funny. Because we're going over the edge of a financial, cultural, military cliff right now. And there's still time to have a soft crash landing. So here's this important piece. We'll go to break. We'll come back, and I'll play on all the news. Please stay with us. Infowars.com.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Think just let me think. Expect
even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for supper.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of the truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance, depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suppressing your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
A war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss.
Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The mega cities in the future are death traps. I documented the seminal documentary, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, free online where you can find it, places like Man.Video, watch it, and share it. Critical breadcrumb in the quest for freedom. Okay, I got all this incredible news. We'll be hitting it all, but first, I played this in the first 5 minutes. It's only about 2.5 minutes long. But instead of playing the video again, let me just read a transcript of a 2.5 minute statement that is so key. Because everything Trump said is true, and we need more of this. And we're getting more of this, because this will bring down the hijackers, the usurpers, the occupiers of our government that are illegitimate. President Donald Trump, quote, "There is no more dire threat to the American way of life than the corruption, the weaponization of our justice system, and it's happening all around us." 100% true. "If we cannot restore the fair and partial rule of law, we will not be a free country. As president, I will be my personal mission to restore the scales of justice in America. We want fairness and equality under the law. And to that end, I will appoint U.S. attorneys who will be the polar opposites of the Soros district attorneys and others that are being appointed throughout the United States. Very unfair to our population, very unfair to our country. They will be the 100 most ferocious legal warriors against crime and communist corruption that the country has ever seen. As we completely overhaul the Federal Department of Justice and FBI, we will also launch sweeping civil rights investigations into Marxist local district attorneys, and that's what we have. They are Marxists in many cases. Not in many, they are. They're globalists, too. By refusing to charge countless crimes, these Soros prosecutors appear to be engaging in selective enforcement." That's more than that. It's destabilization. "Based on illegal racial discrimination. In Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and every other city where these maniacs have taken over, the DA's offices should face federal subpoenas of their staff, their emails, and their records to determine whether they have blatantly violated federal civil rights law." I don't know. They get up and say, if a white shop owner shoots somebody that's shooting a gun at them, we're going to put them in prison. But if they're black, we're going to let them do it. I think everybody deserves the same rights. "As part of this effort, there should be a federal inquiry into the Soros prosecutor in Austin, Texas, who charged a veteran with murder for defending himself against a threat by a heavily armed member of the radical left mob. I will also order the Department of Justice to establish a task force on protecting the right to self-defense, which is under siege nationwide." Which is under siege nationwide. Absolutely is. "In addition, we will have a complete investigation of the use of police state tactics by federal authorities to arrest conservatives and Christians. We will find out who ordered it and hold them totally accountable." Can you believe this is actually happening and we're battling back? Because they can't get away with this if they're being challenged this level. "There is much more that we must do. We have to confront this radicalized law schools. We have to take a look at what they've done to our schools, our beautiful schools. We will reform the far-left bar associations and stop the purge of conservative lawyers from major law firms. I will do whatever it takes to save our legal system, among the greatest achievements of Western civilization, from the Marxist barbarians who seek to destroy it. And we will do that. We will save it. Thank you very much." That's powerful. And I posted, having the text of that posted on the live show feed today. When you see takeovers in third world countries and Western countries throughout the last 100 years or so, it's almost always the security services and a weaponized judiciary and prosecutors that take over. And when you get a criminal mafia in control of federal law enforcement, that is the most common form of tyranny that destroys countries and empires, for that matter. It happened in Rome. It's happened in Germany. It's happened in Russia. It's happened in Cuba and Venezuela. And the list goes on and on. And that's what we're in right now. And these people are the very worst scum the planet's ever seen that have hijacked the government. Now, again, the rest of the government's a cross-section of the population. There's some great people, some good people, some bad people, some asleep people. The government's not our enemy. Just like if you're on a jet, okay, flying from London to Frankfurt, Germany, and a guy jumps up and says, "I've got a bomb, and if you don't give me control of the airplane, I'm going to blow it up." And then he goes in and takes over and kicks the pilots out. You don't start hitting the plane and attacking the windows and punching the, you know, the stewardess in the nose, being politically incorrect, but flight attendant. You know the plane's been hijacked. So the plane is ours. The country is ours. And they're trying to now hijack the plane to go fly it into buildings. And we have to recognize that, and we have to get into the cockpit, legally, lawfully, politically, culturally, and remove them, extricate them out of the cockpit. Instead of having a stupid civil war, killing each other because of what color we are, we have to realize the bad guys are driving the bus, they're flying the plane, they got to get out of there. They got to get out of there right now. And they're not doing all this tyranny and doubling down because they're strong. They're doing it because they're weak. But I'll tell you, a cornered animal is very dangerous. So don't think we've already won. But we've got a really good chance of winning because the awakening is so strong. And look, I'll say this again. I was on a very popular show with millions and millions and millions of viewers, Tim Pool, this morning. And I'll be on with him on his nighttime show tonight here in Austin. He's coming visiting. And we talked about it on air. We talked about it off air. That everywhere he goes, and he's a well-known person, all he gets is basically support now. And that's all I get. And again, that wasn't happening 5 years ago, 2 years ago. So the system has really caused a fundamental awakening. The question is, what do we do with that energy? We let him divert it off into a race war or some type of idiotic? No. Expose that the globals are in control of the cyber system. They're in control of the power to turn the power off. They're the ones cutting off the energy. They're the ones destroying the borders. They're the ones starting the wars. They're the ones funding the pedophilia. They're the ones doing it all to brainwash and control our children. And that's something at the start of the podcast, as soon as it's up, probably up now, I want you guys to get the first 10 minutes where we expose what transgenderism really is. Myself and the other three hosts, Luke Radowski and others, completely knocked it out of the park in a 10-minute summation of the entire transgender conspiracy. It's not the transgender people. They're just part of it being manipulated. It was so important. So the minute that goes up, we'll post it at Infowars.com. And the minute it goes up, we will also play it here on air. Roger Stone is coming up. Please remember, despite the fact we're having big wins for hearts and minds, the enemy's really cracked down on us. We're not having huge wins when it comes to financing. We're barely paying the bills. So get some of the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, like TurboForce, 10-hour incredible clean energy, finally back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of DNA Force Plus and Real Red Pill Plus. Despite that, they're still both 40% off. And we have the Alex Jones for President shirt, and we have the Trump shirt that's now about to be in stock. We just produced it. That's the Trump Pardon shirt. At Info Trump Pardon, political prisoner shirt. At InfoWarsStore.com. They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with Roger Stone on a few days ago, but we've got him now, and more stuff is broken about this JFK's brother, Robert F. Kennedy, the attorney general who was going to win the primaries, was winning, and got assassinated in Los Angeles. Of course, it was JFK, RFK, and of course, the great civil rights leader, MLK, that all got assassinated by the deep state. That's all come out now. Running as Trump's VP. This is really getting talked about. He's obviously filed to run as a Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but now other big stuff is broken. Roger came on 5 weeks ago, and he said Trump has just given this speech. A lot of you probably saw him say it. where he throws down the gauntlet. I'm going to abolish the deep state. We're going to defeat the New World Order. We're going to restore the republic. I'm awake now. I understand how bad things are. I'm going to do an even better job. We will have victory. That was a declaration of war against him. And Roger said, they will indict him now. Don't believe all this talk. They're not going to. And sucker and succotash, about a week later, it happened. Now Roger's here today to talk about all of this and more. And this incredible short little three-minute speech that we just played at the start of the show, Trump lays out excellent plan to restore justice in America, calls them a criminal communist coup that's hijacked America. Now, that's strong rhetoric, but that's what it is. So you got to call it what it is if you're going to beat it. Man, he's really doubling down. I like what I'm seeing, Roger Stone.
Yeah, this is the real Donald Trump. I mean, he is dropping truth bombs. And I think his remarks of March 16th, where he basically said the same thing John F. Kennedy said in 1962, the same thing Richard Nixon had planned in 1974 to completely rout the deep state. Kennedy called them the military-industrial complex. But it was the elites that had seized control of the American government. Kennedy, of course, threatened to smash the CIA into a million pieces and scatter it to the wind. Weeks later, he was murdered. Nixon planning a complete reorganization and a coup against the deep state. He was removed in a silent coup. Donald Trump showed up in Washington with the intention to drain the swamp, and they tried to take him down first in the Russian collusion hoax. Then there was the Ukrainian hoax. And then finally, they're trying to misrepresent what really happened on January 6th and trying to raise issues about his handling of certain classified and secret documents when it's very clear that Joe Biden is in violation, far more egregious violation, since he had those documents when he wasn't president of the United States, when he was a U.S. senator, and when he was a vice president.
And we're going to talk about that more, but is the third time the charm? Kennedy tried, Nixon tried, and got removed one way or another. Now they've removed Trump through election fraud. Now they're trying to preclude him with all these criminal charges from running open public election meddling. No one can deny now the Democrats are election meddling and stealing elections by not letting us have the candidate we want.
Well, he's our last best choice. I mean, is he flawless? No, of course not. No one is. Only he is perfect. No one is perfect. But I think that he is a great beneficiary of his experience in his first term. I mean, I really think because he didn't come from the world of politics, since he came from the world of business, he believed that there were two teams, the Republicans and the Democrats, and that the Republicans were with him, and that the Democrats would be against him. And therefore, unfortunately, there's no question that he trusted some people that he should not have trusted. But I think he's learned a hard lesson. And despite some of those misjudgments in the first term, look at his record. The most robust economy in American history, the rebuilding of our military strength. He scares the daylights out of the Chinese so they don't move on Taiwan. He scares the daylights out of the Russians so they don't move on Ukraine. He appoints scores of conservatives to the federal courts. He was in the process of remaking America exactly as he said he would do in 2016, despite all these quislings, despite all of the traitors inside his own administration. I think he's learned a hard lesson, and I think that's reflected not only in those remarks, but these remarks that he made more recently. He poses an existential threat to the two-party duopoly, to the global elite, to those who are looking for the Great Reset. He's the only thing that stands in the way. He's absolutely right about that, and he's our last best hope. There's two parts to this. He has to get nominated. He has to pick the right running mate. And then we have to work very hard to make sure that we have a free, fair, transparent, honest election. Can America be saved? Yes, but only with those steps.
Well, you've asked Robert Marnes and others here on the show, and you've got your own brain that I respect, about the timing of this. Bragg has said he wants the show trial during the Republican primaries. Then let's say they get a fake conviction. They'll obviously be able to appeal that, but they're accelerating to try to put him in jail. How would that look if they put a former president, when he's leading in the polls, 6 months from an election, 3 months from an election, in jail. I mean, look, that blows up in their face unless they're trying to provocateur a confrontation, and then they activate terror groups or provocateur groups to stage false flags. That's how I see this going down.
Well, first of all, he comes across as Nelson Mandela. He comes across as a persecuted political icon if they choose to try to incarcerate him prior to the election. I have no doubt that they will probably also bring fabricated charges against him in Georgia. If you think Alvin Bragg is a disgrace, why do you hear Fannie Wills speak? I mean, there's no there. She's just a mindless Soros robot. Jack Smith is a different question. He is a tough customer. He is a no-nonsense federal prosecutor on a mission. On the other hand, I respect people like Robert Barnes or David Schoen, both of whom came on my show, The Stone Zone, to give an excellent legal analysis. I don't know how they get to a trial on any of these matters prior to the 2024 election. Now, I'm respecting their point of view because I'm not an attorney, I'm happy to say. But I think if that is the backdrop, what they're going
to
find...
Well, yeah, I mean, I've looked into it, too. And I'm not to interrupt. Normally, there's no way it would get to trial, but we know normal rules don't count right now.
Well, I understand that they have the ability to manipulate the time frame. On the other hand, there is still such thing as due process. I think you can expect Trump's attorneys, hopefully, to fight each one of these pending indictments or the actual indictment. And those things cannot, I think, happen quickly. So, look, this is an admission. They can't beat him at the polls if we have an honest election. Joe Biden is a bumbling fool. Instead of going to the coronation of King Charles, he's busy in Ireland. He doesn't seem to even know where he is. I actually feel sorry for the poor guy. Look, this rise of Robert Kennedy in the Democratic Party is very, very significant. No incumbent president in modern times who has faced a significant challenge for renomination but beat it back has gone on to be reelected. And Robert Kennedy is the real deal. I mean, I certainly don't agree with him on everything. But when it comes to his advocacy against the COVID-19 vaccination, indeed many vaccinations, and his calling out the globalists, there's an uprising within the Democratic Party.
I was about to say, but this is like an epic Greek tragedy, you know, that ends out good at the end. Literally, his uncle and father murdered fighting the deep state, and now he comes out, and he's such a good speaker, such a good man. He's a real deal. I disagree with some of his policies, but I would be happy to have him as my president. He would unify the country, which is why I just smell death. I think they'll kill him too. I think they're going to try to kill Kennedy and Trump.
Well, we pray against that every single day. I pray for the president's safety and the safety of his family every single day. When I'm praying for my own wife and my own family, when I'm praying for the nation. As a political strategist, people are surprised to hear me say that. But right now, when people ask me, what's the most important thing I can do? I think praying to Jesus Christ, praying to the Lord, that is the most important and the most effective thing you can do at this moment. I'm living proof that Jesus Christ can do anything. I'm here on your show today due to the power and the majesty of Jesus Christ and the sense of justice by Donald J. Trump.
Let's talk about RFK and Trump as the dream team. Is that going to happen? Is that a possibility?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Fort Lauderdale that's getting once-in-a-lifetime floods. I was going to ask him about that, and I forgot. He reminded me, so he'll give us his In the Center of the Storm take on that in a moment. We'll finish up with the incredible excitement around RFK Jr., already in polls, some polls leading Joe Biden to the primary run. I mean, it's incredible. And then we'll talk about these leaked Pentagon documents where they claimed have been falsified. Now we know they're real, and it was all basically true. And so you have more collusion in the media. Tucker Carlson calling that out. Please don't forget, we're listener funded. We can't operate without you. Plus, we've got great products. It's been sold out for 8 months. Turbo Force, the strongest 10-hour clean energy, full of all these key amino acids that supercharge your body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Real Red Pill Plus, a DNA Force Plus, plus 40% off. We got to pull DNA Force Plus off the sale Monday because it's about to sell out. And then in a couple of weeks, we'll have to pull Real Red Pill because it's about to sell out. They're both incredible, game-changing, life-changing products, and they fund the InfoWar, which is life-changing. Take action now, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get the Trump political prisoner mugshot photo and a photo shirt. And, of course, we have the Alex Jones for President shirt that's a great, party point or, you know, talking point, wherever you are to meet like-minded people and more. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. Go to StoneZone.com to find his weeknight show and all his great t-shirts as well. That's how we fund this, grassroots support, not George Soros, New World Order support. Roger Stone, let's get to what's happening where you live there in Eastern Florida.
I must tell you, Alex, the flooding video you showed really understate what has happened here. I mean, I begin to wonder maybe I was supposed to start building an ark. I mean, it was really horrific. First of all, let me thank all the literally thousands of people who have contacted me to be sure that my wife and I and our family was okay. We are fine. We did not sustain any damage to our home or our car. But not everybody can say that. Last night, I tried to go to a Palm Beach County Young Republican event where I was invited to speak. Pretty big crowd. I got about three blocks from my house, and I had to turn back, and I was lucky to get back home. So the Lord has protected us in this. Governor DeSantis has taken a real beating in the media because while this natural disaster was going on, he was in Ohio on his faux campaign for president, his book tour, which is really clearly a disguised campaign for president when he should have been here dealing with natural disaster. The mayor of Fort Lauderdale did a press conference. He was asked, have you spoken to the governor? Has the governor called you? And he said, no, we haven't heard from him. Huge political mistake.
I know Robert Barnes, you know, Trump is working with the Republicans, and he was trying to make the two have peace and was hoping that this wouldn't happen. But I warned him. I said, no, DeSantis is running against him 6 months ago. Now he's turned against DeSantis. So if Barnes, who's been a big DeSantis supporter, turns against him, you know, that really shows where this is going. I think as soon as they indicted Trump, it sealed DeSantis' fate for now. He should just get behind Trump and can be president later.
I agree with that. Otherwise, he's going to sustain damage. Look, he should be realistic. Even if there were some way for him to get by Trump, based on his act of treachery, turning on the man who literally single-handedly made him governor with an endorsement and then stumping for him in the closing days when he only won by 30,000 votes, there's a subset of Americans. They're not necessarily Republicans, but you need them for a general election. They will never vote for Ron DeSantis now. So he should turn back and mend his ways. I don't think he's going to do that. I think the globalists from whom he has taken tens of millions of dollars will insist on this last-ditch attempt to stop Donald Trump, and it will end up the same way it did for Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush. Look, I love Robert Barnes, and I have huge respect for him as an attorney, but this is politics, and I don't think Ron DeSantis is redeemable at this point.
All right, shifting gears in back to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Incredible excitement. I've seen polls where he's leading Biden. You described before break is incredible energy around this. I know you've been talking to a lot of folks behind the scenes. Could he switch over to the Republicans? Would he take a VP slot with Trump? Would Trump try to bring him in as his VP? An incredible bipartisan unification move.
Well, today I think neither man would consider that. I think that, first of all, Robert Kennedy represents a dynamic break with the current orthodoxy of the Democratic Party. People need to remember that John F. Kennedy was an ardent anti-communist. He favored a massive national defense buildup over the objections of President Eisenhower. He insisted on a silver-backed dollar. He was a tax cutter. He had deep suspicion of the intelligence agencies over their lack of an early warning for the Cuban Missile Crisis and for their botching of the Bay of Pigs invasion. Many of these things led to his murder. But he was not a liberal. He was liberal on civil rights. He was liberal on some matters, but he was a hardcore anti-communist. This is why Adlai Stevenson and Eleanor Roosevelt and the leftists in the Democratic Party so opposed his candidacy. Today, the Democratic Party is not what it was in 1960, and therefore with this socialist, progressive, woke takeover, while I still think there are grassroots Democrats who vote, the party leadership is completely in the hands of the socialists. And therefore, you can watch them. They will kneecap Robert Kennedy the way they kneecapped Bernie Sanders. They kneecapped Sanders more because it's not that they objected to his ideology, but they realized he was not electable. Now they will bend the rules to keep him, to keep Kennedy off the ballot in some primary.
Sure, it's like Tulsi Gabbard's in all the polls won the first primary debates, but they just shut her out.
And they they will Robert Kennedy. So they have a financial threshold to get in their debates. Your campaign has to raise a certain amount of money, as if that is a true measure of viability, which of course it isn't. So look, I think what Robert Kennedy is doing is extraordinarily valiant, and it's not just that he is anti-vaccination and that he's had the courage to write an incredible book, the real Anthony Fauci, but his comments regarding the globalists. A week ago, he says, the collapse of U.S. influence over Saudi Arabia and the kingdom's new alliance with China and Iran are painful emblems of the abject failure of the neocon strategy of maintaining U.S. global hegemony, and that China has displaced the American empire. I mean, this guy totally gets
it. And he goes on to say there's a globalist coup, we must overthrow it.
Yeah, but the point, of course, is that he has to go through the process. Right now, Donald Trump would have a clear path to the nomination. But this could be a unique opportunity for a national bipartisan unity ticket. The country is at a time of extreme peril. And therefore, by putting this idea forward in my Substack, I'm trying to think outside the box. How do you unite those Democrats and independents who are disgusted with the current state of the Democratic Party and the leadership of Joe Biden on everything from vaccinations to...
It's a total winning move, because he'd just be the vice president, but a great speaker on the policies Trump wants. They agree on most things. And then even if they killed Trump, they would not want Kennedy in there because they hate him just as much. I mean, I think it's a very smart move.
Well, and it has a historical precedent. I mean, as you know, Lincoln took Andrew Johnson for his running mate, a Democrat, probably led to his assassination. We don't wish that on Trump, of course. John McCain in 2008 wanted his fellow neocon Democrat Joe Lieberman as his running mate. So this idea has been bandied about, has actually happened in the past, but we're at a unique time in American history where the country is at peril, and therefore a bipartisan unity ticket makes a huge amount of sense, and you bring the charismatic magic of the Kennedys to the charisma of Donald Trump. You could unite the country. You could change the entire direction of the country. Today, I don't think either man would even consider it.
Because you imagine the foreign policy, real rock star level of Trump and Kennedy going around the world calling for peace. It would just be dynamic.
It really would. Therefore, I think there's an opportunity here to change history. That's why I have thrown the idea out. And I must tell you, Alex, the reaction I've gotten has been extraordinary. Now, look, Robert Kennedy is pro-abortion. He's pro-gun control, but George Bush was pro-abortion. The vice president doesn't set policy. The vice president follows policy.
So but I also notice RFK Jr. doesn't push gun control and abortion. He pushes anti-GMO, anti-poison shot, pro-sovereignty, anti-globalist. What he speaks on is things we agree with. So what a man promotes is what he is.
I agree.
All right, stay there. Do 5 more minutes. I want to talk about, because you're chomping at the bit, I want to hear what you have to say about this intel leak, which they now admit is all real. It wasn't doctored. And the fact that the media got caught lying about it. Tucker Carlson points that out. Like Washington Post, New York Times. Lied and said it wasn't real. It was real. And we're going to break that down with Roger Stone. Back in 2 minutes, StoneZone.com. We'll be right back.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks
Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest-rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.